115. I hate Dark Souls.
And this week, we're going to talk about FDL, Legend of Grimrock, Dark Souls.
God damn it.
Mutant Blob Attacks, Unmechanical, Movies, New Year's, and our Christmas.
I am the Ding Dang Diddly Danger.
Stay tuned. And welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. It's been 2 weeks, and it's been a long holiday.
It has been long enough.
Mine's just getting started.
We should just postpone this for another 2 weeks.
I don't know. I have 4 days off in a row. Anyways, hey, I'm Justin. Across from me is Trent.
Hey.
Next to me is Holly.
Hey.
It's original crew tonight.
Yep.
There we go.
Because everyone else is lame.
Yeah. I don't know where Vic is.
I text him and he hasn't sent anything back yet, so.
Well, either way, I don't know if it was clear what week we were doing this. But anyways, be interesting not to not kind of recapping what we went over last week, or the week before last, when we had a really, really frenetic episode where we had to narrow down your top two games, and Holly was stressed.
I was a little stressed. Just a little.
And I kind of regret leaving some games off there. But before we get into all that, Trent, what have you been up to over the holidays here?
Work.
Work?
I worked on my days off.
Did you do anything on Christmas?
I think I went to my family's, like my grandparents.
Yeah.
And I ate smoked cheddar.
Smoked cheddar?
Yeah.
Just cheese?
Really good smoked cheddar on crackers that they had. That was really good. Yeah, that and
drink some wine.
No, we had other stuff, but that was like the most memorable.
The highlight was the cheese.
It was good cheese. It was really good.
And you had wine with it too.
Yes,
so
I had wine. Yeah.
That sounds really fancy.
Yeah, he didn't have any Warsteiner this year. My grandfather usually gets Warsteiner, or Warsteiner, and he switched to Modelo.
What?
Yeah. Modelo's decent.
I know, but from you know, from good German beer to Modelo, I couldn't get into it. And
I don't know, if I'm having a taco, I can always use like a Modelo Black or a...
If you're having rib roast, you drink Modelo with that?
No, honestly, I would probably have a Dunkel.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Or Murphy's. Murphy's Stout. Murphy's. Actually, you don't want too dark of a beer, though, if it's like me.
Yeah.
You want something that won't take away from the taste, so it's like
you
Murphy's
want
Red.
That's not going to fill you up, either.
Yeah, like
and
a Warsteiner.
Warsteiner's
perfect.
Does a perfect job on it. But did that, I got a little wine tipsy and a little bit of champagne. And then I drove my mom home. She was riding with me. So,
well, we were expecting a white Christmas, and it just didn't happen. It's like it threatened to.
It snowed, like, Friday for about 3 hours, and nothing stuck. And then that one lady up at the store, when we were there yesterday, she said it was, like, flurries when she came in. But
yeah.
I didn't see any of that, so I think she's a fucking liar.
Oh, the lady at One Range?
Yeah, she's a fucking liar. I didn't see it. But
you just hung out with the fam?
Yeah, I did that, and played some video games, and watched the movies. I watched The Hunger Games, Holly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It sucked.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, I really liked it. It was okay.
It was a little campy, but it was okay. I mean, the build-up to that shit just dragged out forever. And I know there's a lot of story and all that. I'm just like, I want to see 12-year-olds die. Get to it, you know? And they finally get to it. And that opening scene at the cornucopia when they first start, you're just like, ah, death. Just sword in little kid face. You're like, yeah. You know, you're like, fuck, I would have run.
Yeah, the book is a little bit more vulgar. Like, whenever they're on the cornucopia and they're fighting, and it's Katniss, Peeta, and the other guy.
Yeah, Taco, it's called
Taco. Taco. I don't remember his name.
The guy who was like Dolph Lundgren from Rocky. He was like the perfect Russian soldier kid. He's like, oh, I'm a fighter.
But whenever he actually falls down, like in the book, they're there for hours
listening
to the dogs. Yeah. Like, they're just, he doesn't die quickly because, I mean, he's got all of that on it. So his body is just like slowly being crushed by them.
Yeah.
And the dogs were actually the tributes that had died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, or, well, they kind of talk about
it. Well, I kind of had the feeling that they could genetically alter anything within the game grid, because they were spawning things like animals and trees and all kinds
fire,
of shit
like
and fire, cueing
and
fire. And I'm like, so obviously this is like the Running Man where they can just kind of engineer the entire thing, but
yeah.
I'm a little
things
bit more of a genetic, you know.
But the
yeah.
the dogs had like the eyes of the past tributes, like,
oh.
the tributes that had just died. And
oh, the ones
just,
that had
just
died, the
that.
Fallen.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that really, like, the part of the movie I really liked, and I told Jess about this, like when Rue dies.
Yeah.
And
oh
I was
my
just
God.
Like
that
the
one
rioting.
So awesome.
The rioting in her district, I was like, oh, that's awesome. You know,
yeah.
they start tearing everything down. Our 12-year-old little district girl die. We're gonna rip everything apart. I was
yeah.
like, I like that part. That was good. Now I have a question. Now, okay, in the Hunger Games, since you
mm-hmm.
read the books, now the chick, Evergreen, does she
Katniss?
Yeah, Katniss. Does she actually have a thing for him, or does she just finally submit to the whole, this is a show, and I can get out of here if both of us survive?
In the beginning, that's what it is.
And then, okay, but at the end of the first book, does she actually realize she does love him, or is that later on?
It's kind of later on. I mean,
mm-hmm.
throughout the three books, she's always kind of torn between...
Her and the other dude? That's right,
Gale,
and the other dude, yeah.
Gale and Peter.
Because I had a feeling she was a lying bitch, so I was right. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
She's not... She's, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm joking. I know. I understand.
She's just a very confused girl.
I understand
but she
women.
Does it a lot better than Kristen Stewart
yeah,
does.
Yeah, I understand women. That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, Kristen Stewart's just a whore.
Yeah.
She's
well,
just
see,
whore, yeah.
she was confused about a vampire and a werewolf.
Yeah, doggy style.
Which is
or,
just,
you know,
stupid work.
Plain old Romanian missionary.
yeah.
You know? So.
But.
But
I don't know. I prefer Hunger Games over Twilight
yeah.
any day.
Well, I self-medicated myself, and my girlfriend wanted to watch Twilight, so I wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
So I can honestly say I've never watched a Twilight movie, and I'm gonna I'm a Twilight virgin. I will stay that way until
it's a good
I
call.
Die. You know.
It's a good
so,
call.
So I might save myself for the right one, just to watch Twilight with her, and she's gonna give a hell of a blowjob. But now. I don't know. I did that.
The next one comes out around November. Like
oh, yeah.
Between November, September, November next year. Or, well, no, this year.
2013,
yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I'm slightly... I mean, like, you know, like... I might be interested. I'm still
It'll
kinda,
get a lot better.
I'm still on the fence. No, I'm expecting it to go the way of Harry Potter, like the first two movies. Bleh, they're kind of kiddie, and then... This one's still kind of kiddish, but with adult themes, and I'm
yeah.
sure it gets darker as it goes in. So much, much more darker. It's just...
Well, everything just starts to explode a lot more.
Is it a bunch of rioting in the districts finally?
Especially towards the end, yeah.
Okay, that's why.
But the end of it gets really, really sad.
That was pretty much the only direction I could see them going with, since the main character's already gone through the Hunger Games, she's already beaten it and all
this
stuff.
She's gotta go back.
She's gotta go back?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for ruining that. Okay.
No problem.
So, but yeah. I finally got around to watching the American version of the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah.
Finally
pretty
watched
decent,
it,
right?
It's
huh?
good, though.
Pretty decent.
Yeah, I watched it, and I will admit, I would fuck the shit out of Rooney Mara.
Mm-hmm.
That
so
is just
I.
one of the nicest asses I've seen in quite a while. And I feel bad because it's during an anal rape scene. I'm just like, I feel so tormentedly bad that I'm sexually aroused by her ass, and this big greasy guy's about to plug her butthole. It's like, I feel so bad.
But whenever she gets him back.
Yeah, whenever she gets him back, that's awesome, especially kicking the dildo all the way up his ass. But but
and
then
when she
fucks
that.
Daniel Craig, that's hot. That was some hot writing, so I'll give it that. And I was just like, I kind of miss dating the shaved head, you know, eyebrow piercing goth chicks after watching that. But they're all fucked up in the head, so never mind.
She was fucked up in the head.
Oh, yeah, she's
yeah, really
I, dude, I've dated girls that are kind of like that. I'm not going to deny it.
She's a badass, though.
Yeah, they were badasses, but they were fucked in the head. Mm. But no, I enjoyed it. And, you know, you can really tell it's a Fincher film when you're watching it at the very beginning with the whole intro credits. Very reminiscent of some of the, you know, the style. Not the style, but very reminiscent of just the graphic style that he used and stuff like Fight Club with the whole intro with the molecular level coming out of the trash can. For the intro to Fight Club, and then you look at Seven, some of his best movies.
I didn't realize that was directed by him.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I was so interested in seeing the remake, because I love the originals, so I was kind of like, I don't know what, you know. And I think he's still signed on to do The Girl Who Played With Fire, the follow-up, which
I'm
excited
for.
I actually like that one the most, because that one's a really heavy Lisbeth story, so I'm kind of really looking
yeah.
forward to that. So, but yeah,
and then
great job.
Mockingbird one.
Yeah.
But what's that one called?
I don't remember the name of it. But I'm really excited because I actually do like the casting they did, and they did a really good job with the casting.
Yeah.
I usually don't like remakes, especially when they're just foreign films remade for American cinema, but they did a really good job.
Yeah.
It didn't feel very Americanized, to be honest with you.
No, especially since it takes place in, like, fucking, was it Sweden?
Yeah.
For the
yeah.
most of it, which I enjoyed, you know, and they kept it pretty much dead on for what it was, so I enjoyed it. I bought Lucius.
Yeah? What do you think?
I bought tonight. It was on sale. I haven't played it yet.
Which one is Lucius?
That's where you're basically playing
basically the
Omen.
Yeah.
You're playing the Omen. You're a little boy with black hair named Lucius who's just killing people. Spark on fire, you know? It's like Grand Theft Auto satanic version.
Nice.
And I'm proud of myself. I beat Hitman Absolution on purest mode. Straight up, last night, I just sat down. I was like, yeah, I haven't played this since November. So I plugged it back in and loaded up on PC. Looked at where I was, and I was at the nuns part, which I was having trouble with, and just blazed right through it. Went to Blackwater, blazed through that, just blazed through the rest like it was nothing. So it's one of those things where do it for a while, take a break, come back, you're better. And beat the shit out of the game. And I forgot how good that fucking game was. So much fun.
Anything else?
I'm trying to think. I picked up some other random games like Mutant Blob Attack. That's play a little blob and you go around eating stuff till you get bigger. And then you're rolling through entire cities. Killing people. And
you are like the blob.
Basically, you're a blob who's from a facility where they were testing like experiments on blobs, and you escaped with your blob brethren.
Was it like a side scroller?
Yeah, it's a side scroller. It's really cute. It's kind of, you know, in the vein of stuff like Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet, kind of that 1950s campy sci-fi stuff. I picked up Worms Revolution.
Yeah, I picked it up too. But
what was it?
Worms Revolution.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet, but it's a fucking Worms game. So
you ever get bored? Want to play that?
Yeah,
I'm down.
Yeah, it's definitely. I want to check out. I think it comes with the new level editor, so I wanted to check that out and just see what kind of fun stuff they have. I know they got the disguise worms now, so you can actually look like little old women walking across.
That is awesome.
So definitely some fun from those guys. Trying to think if I bought anything else. I was going to pick up Sleepy Dogs, but I fell asleep. I got 3 hours. I'm going to eat dinner and then go to the bank, drop some money off, and go buy it. I passed out when I woke up. It was like 2 in the morning. So I was like, fuck it, too late. Trying to think of it. I don't think I really did too much else with purchasing games. I was pretty good this holiday with the Steam sales. I focused on other people more than myself. So.
I did too. You know, I found a couple of gems and rediscovered a few gems, like Legends of Grimrock.
Yeah, I forgot. I did that one. And
that game is pretty addictive.
That's a great game. I actually enjoyed it. I've been playing it. I've taken a break from it for a little bit to do some other stuff.
It
but
gets
I'm
pretty rough.
It. Yeah.
I get to that part with the trolls.
I
turned it off for a little bit. I was like, I can't do this right now.
It's a fun fucking game, and I really enjoy it. And,
to explain it to people, basically you got a party of four people,
you got a warrior, mage,
make them however you want,
but those are the options, is warrior, mage, and assassin,
rogue,
basically rogue,
yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do warrior, mage?
I did warrior, rogue. Warrior, mage, and rogue.
That's kind of how I went about it too, and like you can't actually see your characters, it's all first person, you move like one square tile at a time.
Yeah.
So you can hold down the forward button and you'll just move. You just
to do that too much because it'll actually stack your movements.
I know.
And if there's a hole in front of you, you'll go straight down the fucking hole. So, I found that out.
That's like a three-dimensional, like, super old-school dungeon crawler.
Yeah.
And it, like, you got to queue up commands and, like, you swipe and there's, like, a swipe motion in front of you that you know it's an axe.
And then you got to let it recharge. And at the bottom of the screen, it has a 2x2 cube of your party, and basically the two people on top are the people in front, the two on bottom are the ones in back, and you can drag them around to reorganize your party at any moment you need, and that's pretty fun. There's really, you do get a healing spell later on, but for basically the first 6 hours or so, or 7 hours, depending on how you spec your sorcerer, your mage, there's no healing. You just have to make your way back to the save point every time you find one.
I just been making a lot of potions.
That comes in handy, but...
you can reuse the flasks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do like that you can reuse the flasks. You basically have, like, the Herodrum Cube from, you know, in a sense where you can use your mage and drop things inside and mix them down into different chemical cocktails. That's kind of fun. The spiders are gross as shit.
Yeah, spiders... The graphics are pretty good on the enemies.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good. I enjoy it. It's got a lot of puzzles that you have to try and solve.
Spiders really the most annoying thing about the spiders is the
poisoning, yeah. Because that shit will hurt you really bad. And you just can't
justify...
It takes
a little while to get used to, like, moving like a tank, too. Like,
yeah.
That feels like how you're moving, because you strafe, mm-hmm. and it's sideways, you turn.
Yeah.
So you turn, then move, then turn. And
well, there's that room you come to where you open the door, and it's just, like, six spiders in there. And I'd get one right in front of the door, and I'd hit them with all four guys,
and
then
close
the door.
Yeah.
Let everything restore, open it, boom, 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 boom. Just over and over again, I took out six of those fuckers that way. I didn't get poisoned, luckily. But,
that game's alright.
Yeah,
like,
it's pretty fun.
It was on our list of games you should play, and I think I'm glad I'm playing it right now.
Yeah, and you picked me up of Orcs and Men. I just haven't tried it yet, so... I haven't installed it, I just haven't booted it up.
That's supposed to be pretty decent. I was
going
to pick it up. Instead, there was a Steam sale today for Secret World.
Yeah.
It's actually it's still installing, so...
Oh, nice.
It's a fairly big install.
Yeah, what is it, like 12 gigs?
20.
20? Nice.
So I'll see about that. Because right now you don't have to pay a subscription for
it,
which I'm all right with paying $22.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I decided I do want to try it out, since there's no monthly anymore. So
at $22, I can pick it up and play it whenever I want. I feel bad about it if I don't play it for a while.
Yeah.
But that, and then I picked up FDL, Faster Than Light.
Mm-hmm.
That game is addictive as shit.
Yeah.
Again, it kind of follows... I think I'm addicted to roguelike games.
Mm.
And just like Binding of Isaac, it's basically a random assortment of 8 levels. And it can change at any time you load it up. And there's different missions and things like that to unlock different ships. So there's a total of 9 ships. And the basic premise of it is you have this ship, and when you load up, your ship loads up, and you got all these different rooms. Every room has a different component. So, like, you got your engine room, you got your doors, your sensors... your weapons room, your piloting cabin, or whatever that is, cockpit.
Cockpit is
cockpit.
The correct term.
Yeah, the piloting room.
The piloting room.
And then the shield room.
Or even the pilot's cabin. if you really want to go out there.
Yeah,
Yeah, the front of the plane. So,
anyways, you got your cockpit. But,
piloting room, what the fuck is that?
Basically,
yeah,
you
do not pass aviation school. if you call it the piloting room.
Excuse me, I go to the piloting room. So anyways, basically you have all these different rooms that all have a certain amount of power and so much health, basically, per room.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see, like, one area in front of you that every time you jump, there's a series of connecting points in each level. They're all the little different points you can jump to. And as you jump to it, there's not a whole lot of animation. It's just the jump animation. You jump in, you'll see, you either get a series of decisions based on what's there. And it shows up like a MUD. Like, it's got text that overlays that says, you arrive in a sector and you find a crazy guy on a planet who's been in solitary for so long. Do you save him or do you not save him?
With a bowl of petunias.
Yeah, or with a skin condition or whatever, you know. Like... It'll give you all these details, and it'll ask you, do you want to do it or not do it? And so, like, you'll say yes, and then if you go in there, like, it does some kind of random roll based on your party and your party's strengths. And all your characters level up, too. So, like, you go down there, and then you can, like, so picking this one, the Raving Madman, and I've found, like, 8 different choices that happen with him. So sometimes I'll take him back to my ship, and I'll become a crew member.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll take him back to my ship, and then he'll infect somebody else, and they'll both die, and I got to jettison out the airlock. Sometimes he brings explosives with him and blows up a side of my ship.
What an asshole.
And then sometimes he dies on transport. So, I mean, like, and it keeps... So there's things like that. You run into random events like that, which are really cool.
So if he dies in transport, you guys just open the airlock on the transport and just shoot him out? Or do you take him with the spacing of a proper burial? I mean, don't you feel kind of let down that you went down to the planet to pick the dude and he died on the way back? You're like, fuck it.
Well, it's like one of them was, like, you encounter a planet or a space station heavily infested with giant spiders, and you do it? Or do you go to try to save the scientists or not? And, like, one of the options that happens after that is, like, giant spiders are no joke. two of your members die. So, like, two of your crew die.
Yeah.
And you're left with, like, 10 scrap. So, the currency is scrap. So, you get scrap for different things.
Yeah.
And the scrap you use to unlock different things. Which I haven't even got onto the battle system. But basically, the battle system is just, you'll see another portrait of another ship come up. And based on your sensors and environmental effects and things like that, you'll either see where their different areas of, like their engines and shields and weapons.
You can
and
see
stuff.
Their, you can see how they have their ship set up, where this room is, where the piloting room is.
Yeah, and you can see that part, the cockpit.
Yeah.
You can see that part regardless, but like based on your sensor level, sometimes you can mm-hmm. see like where everybody is in the ship, or
where their weapons are and stuff,
or what their health, their weapons, or if stuff's on fire, or, which is really cool. And so it. You'll sit there and, like, shoot different things. Your weapons are charging up, so you have, like, beam weapons and missiles and torpedoes and teleporting bombs, and you can actually transport two of your crew at a time onto their ship, which is really fun, if you've got a couple of guys that are pretty combat savvy. But the way you pick up characters...
Tell them to head straight to the piloting room.
Actually, I usually have them disable oxygen and then teleport out.
Have them commandeer the piloting room.
So, shut up. But it's all done in like 16-bit Nintendo Super NES style.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just really addictive. I mean, just all the different unlocks, like you go to these different stores and buy stuff, or you'll make a deal with an enemy you're fighting and they'll be like, no, we don't want you to destroy us, let us jump and we'll give you some weapons.
Yeah.
We'll give you something like a fire beam, or you got one that's like an anti-bio beam. And the anti-bio beam basically just does damage to crew members only.
Nice.
Which is really cool because you can kill off everybody in the ship.
That's kind of a cheap shot.
Well, you got to get past their shields. So if you get past their shields, then you can like kill people inside the ship without destroying the ship, and then
that's
you get
horrible.
A lot more scrap.
That's horrible.
So, but there's different achievements that pop up, and based on how you play the game, you'll either eventually make it to the end or not. Like, there's no saving and coming back to a point later with that same save.
Yeah.
You can save and quit, or you can keep playing. So there's a lot of risk reward going on, and the entire time you got this whole rebel fleet that's like coming and pushing across the map. So as you go from left to right on the map, you got this whole area that's like rebel controlled space or whatever, and as you move to different parts, it moves behind you, and if you got caught behind the line, then you got to fight a really tough ship in order to jump forward. So it pushes you through the galaxy rather quickly.
Yeah.
And you can play through the whole thing in probably about an hour and a half. I've put about 18 hours into it. Just because it's ridiculously fun. I bought it for like $249 on Steam.
Nice.
I sent it to Scott over at Carousel.
Yeah.
He's been having equal amount of fun with it because it's perfectly OCD for him.
Nice.
But,
I did pick up another indie game I forgot about.
Which one?
I'd wanted it for a while, and it's called Unmechanical.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know me and robots, you know.
Robots?
Yeah, anything with robots I'm all about. And
speaking of robots, were you watching that Twilight Zone that marathon last night?
No, it wasn't.
They had the one about the girl that's the robot.
The one with the vagina shots and the big boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one. And the guy who's paralyzed.
Yeah. Yeah. Calling him a robot.
Yeah. Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
He played Death in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. And he's also the bad guy in Die Hard 2. So he's a good actor, just yeah.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's like close to softcore porn. It's pretty bad.
So I need to see it.
It's like he's paralyzed, and his company he works for is developing a robot that he's been working on, I think the Dermis for or something like that. No. They send the robot with him to test it out, to help him, because it's made to help people who are disabled or anything like that. And it's this really hot fucking chick with, like, gigantic boobs. And he starts banging the robot, you know? I can't blame him, you know? I really can't. She's naked constantly throughout the damn thing. And the woman that he's met recently, who's kind of, she's his actual real caretaker, they start kind of falling in love, and the robot gets jealous, like, psycho jealous, so, with her big boobs. And, they should have just called that iBoob. It should have been the name of the episode.
iBoob.
So, but yeah, no, Unmechanical, you play a little tiny robot who gets kidnapped and drugged down into the depths of the earth, where you have to make your way out through these cool puzzles. It's another side-scroller game. And I love those little cute indie games like that. Like, you know, Limbo and even, Machinarium. Stuff like that. And it's pretty damn fun. It's just a cute game. So we're checking out if you can get it cheap.
Yeah, I went ahead and jumped back into some Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm.
And most of that's just after getting the PC running on the TV now.
Yeah, the 3D TV.
It's just nice to see things on that Samsung versus my shitty monitor.
Well, you're at the part with where you have to go after the four souls from the different lords. You got the four kings, and then it's Nemos or something like that.
I'm at the point where I'm just fighting the end bosses.
That's pretty much the last four. Once you do that, you go off and you do the final boss fight, which that guy is a son of a bitch. He's not too hard to beat. I actually died less times against him than I did on some of the others. It's just getting him hung up is the trick when he starts running at you, and getting something between you and him to keep him busy to do his big attack, and you just come in and bam, right in his fucking head, and then run away. So you have to play like a fucking second grader. And but he's pretty fucking fast, and he does a flaming sword attack stuff that just sucks. So
it's like playing anything on the Samsung TV is like playing it on a whole different
mm-hmm.
console. It looks so much better.
Oh yeah.
Than my monitor, or of course my old TV, like by a fucking long shot.
Yeah.
And just like there's been a new patch that the dude that was doing the patches for Dark Souls did that enables any aliasing and motion blur and everything else, and I've shown it to you, man. It looks really good.
Yeah.
And then just the atmosphere in the game, like the down in the Tomb of the Giants. And for those of you that have been playing it, that have gotten there or haven't gotten there, it's below the catacombs. Like, the catacombs are a fair pain in the ass when you first get there.
The Tomb of the Giants has nothing on the Tomb of the Giants. Tomb of the Giants is pitch black. You have to hold a lantern up and just swap out for your weapon when you actually see the eyes of something. And it sucks because they'll glow a little bit when they get around you, so you can actually see.
Well, those skeleton dogs.
Yeah, skeleton dogs. Yeah, I told you
those
things.
Those things don't glow in the dark at all. Like little area of light like shines like 10 feet out.
Yeah.
Versus your little ring of light that shines like 3 feet out. So you could be right next to it and almost not see them.
Well, what sucks is when you put that lantern away, the skull lantern, you're just walking around, you just see the eyes. You just see their eyes in the pitch black. Staring at you, and you're like, does he see me? And you have your shield up, and you're waiting. And so you swap out for your lantern, you bring it up, and he's just like right there, breathing. He doesn't see you yet. And then you try and just move back, and that seems to trigger him. He just comes running at you. You're like, ah, motherfucker. Because those dogs actually hit for a pretty good amount. If you have Havel's armor on, it does a really good job at taking a bunch of...
Yeah, but I got pretty good stamina. Basically, I can carry like 127 pounds.
Yeah.
And those skeleton dogs hit so fucking hard.
When they do that just down attack?
They do that down attack or that sweeping attack. Like, it takes almost my entire stamina bar.
I just sidestep the entire time. That's the number one way. I guess with the tall skeletons and those skeleton dogs...
They hit really hard.
When they do that really, like, they're going to... Like, the skeleton dogs do it really quick.
Yeah.
But if you're constantly moving sideways, they'll usually miss you. And then you can just get a quick jab in with a heavy jab with a weapon. And then just keep moving sideways, and they'll miss you the entire time. It's just later on, as you get further down, you'll get two of them back to back, and you really can't sidestep with them because they'll get you in between them. And then one will hit you, which fucks up your footing, and then the other one will get you, and you're dead. So it's pretty bad.
Yeah, going down there, I found this big, badass Black Knight spear from just some random knight that was in there.
Yeah.
I went and upgraded at the campfire for, like, almost 500 damage. Nice. And that's...
Did you tell the guy you were a priest?
Yeah, I did.
You like that?
That I'm not going to ruin that for anybody.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did it for me. You were just like, tell him whatever you want.
Tell him whatever you want. It's not going to change anything, but if you want to make it funny, tell him you're a priest. So that makes it funny that way, you know? And you're not as pissed when you get down there. You're just like, ah, fuck it. Whatever. Did you talk to the girl?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, you found her. Okay. Yeah.
I talked to her friends, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the people from the very beginning. You didn't realize that?
Huh.
Remember the dude that...
Yeah, I remember.
At the Firelink's shrine, there's
by the monk.
My lady and the two warriors who are her guards.
That's her.
That's
them.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you get to run into them again. It's just like...
That's the cool thing about that game. Like, I was looking at it today, like... I was down all the way in the catacombs looking up, and I was like, Oh, that's the fucking bell tower.
Yeah, you can see everything. Like, it's crazy. It has
like
the
scope
together.
Of that game, like you can just see everything, but it just basically it's just all stacked up.
Yeah, yeah. Have you run into the Big Fat Onion Knight?
Yeah, I've
run into
him. Times. I haven't killed him yet.
No. He's a good guy. You don't want to. He actually has a good story. If you talk to him every time you run into him, you can follow that through and actually. I think it's whenever you...
I gotta figure out where he's at. Because the people in my camp, because the camp's always Firelink Shrine.
Places, yeah.
I got Big Cat Logan.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there. The monk that sells the healing spells is up there.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, that dude has a daughter that you can run into. And
Well, I mean, there's the mute girl in the cell below, but...
Not her. But the Onion Knight.
Yeah.
They get big. He's sitting outside of... the fortress, Sin's fortress.
Is he still sitting out there?
No. He's out there trying to figure out how to open the gates the first time you run into him.
Right.
He's like, I can't figure out how to open these gates. And you do it. When you run into him later on, I think it uncovers a story plot that you can find where he has a daughter who's actually looking for him. And you can follow through with this. And actually, it's whenever there's a crystal fortress thing you have to go to. And there's these crystal golems walking around. Really badass motherfuckers.
One thing. I'm trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. I know the areas I haven't explored.
Yeah.
So I haven't explored the demonic ruins down below just because there's too many of those tourist demons down there.
Oh, yeah. That's actually you and Rex came over when I was down there, Holly.
That's the
Hellfire area.
Yeah.
I was playing Dark Souls. That's where I was when you came. That's actually like... I think I...
That's, kinda, the way that I looked at it is like, maybe I just need to wait till I'm almost done with the
game. It's near the discharge. The big giant motherfucker.
See, I can always beat him fairly early.
Yeah, but if you walk down that way, it leads down to the demonic ruins as you go further.
Is there another boss at the end of the demonic ruins?
I think so. I think there's another one. I can't remember what it is. I remember there is another boss because I was working my way towards it whenever they were over. And because there's the four kings you have to take out, or the four lords that you have to destroy, which is the four kings, Nemos, or whatever his name is. There's another one that's a crystal-based dragon dickhead who really sucks, and that's actually really fun. I won't ruin that for you, but you'll be pissed for about 30 seconds, because you'll just be pissed. And then there's the fourth one, which... I don't remember what he was. So
I just need to find some other armor sets or work on some of the resistance.
Yeah, I stuck with a paladin armor set. It was a golden paladin armor set and
armor. You get that after in the area that I'm in, don't you?
I don't remember where I got it. It was just a really good lightweight armor with some good stats. And I think it was good against actual damage blocking. And I used that and
Havel's is good, it's just heavy as shit.
Yeah, and...
Like, the total armor set's like 118 pounds.
Yeah. And I focused a lot into stamina, is what I did.
So my stamina's like at fucking 30, man.
Yeah.
Like 30 stamina, 40 strength, and then like 50 vitality.
I'm actually beyond that.
Well, you're on New Game Plus.
Yeah, that's why I can deal with Havel's armor a little bit better. And I just kind of waited out between strength and stamina so I could basically, have that. But, so I can actually move pretty okay with Havel's armor on, especially if I use, what is it, that stamina boosting, the green moss that helps me replenish stamina faster. So
yeah,
I use that and just book it.
Yeah, I went through, I was looking at other things, like progression guides, like where to go next,
Mm-hmm.
Which I recommend to anybody that's playing Dark Souls, just to kind of give you an idea of where to progress if you've never played it. And it was saying New London Ruins is really the last place to go because of Four Kings.
Yeah, they suck. They suck.
And honestly, I had less trouble going through New Lando Ruins than I did with the Catacombs of the Giants or whatever they are. The Tomb of the Giants.
Yeah.
The Tomb of the Giants, those guys hit so much harder than those ghosts. Those ghosts are fucking weak.
Well, those guys...
And, the axe I have, I can hit four at a time.
Yeah.
So, and it's a one-hit kill with that axe.
Yeah.
So for me, I just go into the room and just swing a few times and I'm done.
See, for me, all I do is I pop the transient curse and I have the lightning staff. I love the lightning staff. That's one of my favorite weapons because you can get it in Sin's Fortress. You can get it very easily if you know where it is.
It's a decent weapon. It doesn't do as much damage.
Well, see, I leveled it up and it still does a good job. And the reason I use it is because I can use it on that lightning damage, that added effect against those ghosts, drops them like nothing. It's like I'll do one heavy attack and hit three of them, and I just do a quick jab and three of them drop dead. So, and I can just do that over and over again, and my stamina doesn't go down. I can still block. The
well,
only
that,
thing I have to worry
really
about
nice
is
with the. But like I said, like I have it at plus five electric or lightning.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I have to do next to get it up to a plus 10. I think I have to be on New Game Plus, or I don't know.
I think you have to ascend the thing and start for it with a new thing. I can't remember. It's been so long. But I carry, that's kind of my backup weapon when I'm doing different game styles. Like, I have my gigantic Dragon 2 sword that I use that's one heavy attack will wipe out, like, five of those ghosts. Just bam.
So, yeah, my
down.
Dragon thing does a decent amount of damage.
It'll just wipe them the fuck out. But I switch to that, but it eats so much stamina. So I'll switch to my, to that lightning staff when I don't want to do as much. Sorry, when I want to do a good amount of damage, but I don't want to drain my stamina as much as doing one really crucial hit. So it kind of helps me mitigate my stamina a little bit better.
I understand that.
And I can move faster with it, too. So.
Yeah, that game's still good. I'm debating if I'm going to play that all day tomorrow or the next day.
So I need to go back and finish my New Game Plus. I'm like, I'm at the Four Kings, actually. I ran through, my second run through was actually half the time of my initial playthrough.
Well, you're not exploring as much either.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of following the same path. I did all the extra stuff I did in the first one. It's just I was able to get through it faster because I wasn't... Like, the game is a fucking cakewalk the second time through because the enemies are just not that hard until you get to the final four bosses, and that's when everything starts to turn to shit. And that's where I'm getting pissed off because... That Four Kings sucks ass. I haven't bothered going down and beating up Nemos, whatever his name is, or doing the Crystal one, because that's a really long, drawn-out thing.
Actually, there's some things I might have to ask you off-air, because I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a few areas that I haven't gone to. I haven't finished Tomb of the Giants. I haven't gotten to the Duke's Archives, I don't think.
That's actually what I'm talking about with the crystal dudes in the Duke's Archives. And that's up near New Londo. You go around the side up into there. Yeah, yeah, that's actually where that crystal dude is. That's one of the four kings you have to take out, the four lords. And that's the one that I was saying that you'll be pissed for about 20 seconds when you first go into that boss fight.
I just like looking at everything. Like, everything's so different. It's like new environments every time you go somewhere.
Oh, yeah, you take one turn and you're just somewhere completely new. Like with Valley of the Drakes and then New Londo are like connected to each other through that floodgate. You walk through there, one area is this giant mountainous area with green shit and drakes are where you walk through, it's all burnt ash, fucking city, just completely ruined. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I know, and it's just like, for anybody that hasn't discovered it, you'll discover it if you look hard enough. It's that area with the lakes that you go down that tree trunk.
And
then you realize that there's a whole other level below you.
And the garden. In the root garden, garden. There's a when you first walk out after fighting the Capra demon, where the blacksmith is, you'll come along a path, and there's a way you can cut through to the right that'll lead you down to a dark knight that you can take out. Black knight, but there's the leviathans over there. There's another one though I found where if you go back up, and you come all the way around to where the door is with the emblem on it.
Yeah.
And there's a save point hidden behind the wall. If you look to the right, there's an illusionary wall that you can break open, and it leads you down into this whole other area that's got actually a number of different illusionary walls that you can break and actually find extra shit that I came across one day, and I found, like, stone armor. It's actually stone armor I found earlier, but I was able to get to and pick up that time because I was strong enough to beat the crap out of the giant stone golems. And there's a couple other extra areas down there that really weird fruit bat looking things that crawl on the ground. So
yeah, it's really just fun. It's the whole discovery of things. Like you got the dungeons, you got castles, there's ruins, there's
down in that garden area, actually that first path I talked about when you take, that's actually where the DLC entrance is by the Leviathan.
Do I need to be the Four Kings before I do that, or
no, you can do that at any point in time. You wanna go ahead and do it because once you beat the Four Kings, you're supposed to go drop their souls in the Lord Vessel, and that takes you forward to the end of the game. Once you get to the end of the game, it's New Game Plus after that. There's no coming back. You have no choice. So, go down there, you've already beaten the Leviathan, obviously, down there.
Yeah.
Have you been down to the other Leviathan, the second one, that's down by the Stone Dragon Altar? So there's two of them.
I don't know, maybe you can show me after the cast.
That one you find through the catacombs down the swamp pit. There's that giant tree at the end you can climb up inside of and go all the way through. And then you gotta go down the Great Hollow. You get down the Great Hollow, you come out of this giant tree trunk that's like huge tree.
Oh, I've done that, yeah.
And there's this gigantic Leviathan there.
Yeah, I've done that one.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, go ahead and do the DLC because it's not that long. Unless, well, you'll get your ass kicked a lot.
Depends on how I play it.
Yeah, you'll get your ass kicked a lot. Because there's a dragon in there that just fucking sucks ass, but there's a way of making him really easy. But once you do that, it just spits you back out right where you left off. So, and it's worth doing because you actually get to learn about, I think it's Lord Aaron or something like that. No, I can't remember what his name was, but they talk about him. In the main story, you actually get to go and it's a time travel thing that they talked about.
Yeah.
In the pre-release, that you're going to go back ages before Dark Souls takes place and actually see some of this, which is kind of cool because the environment is really nice and it's pretty cool. And you get this guardian armor that's actually pretty good.
So we're rambling a lot about Dark Souls.
Yeah, we always talk about Dark Souls for a really long time.
I see Holly getting comfortable. I was like, you know what? That's Dark Souls is really our unofficial game of the year from last year.
It's like a 60-80 hour game. You know,
it's huge. keep playing. And it's,
I know, but if one of you starts talking about Dark Souls, it's just like...
Just like, oh, cabbages. Oh, my God, I like that.
Back and forth.
You know, there's 101 uses for cabbages. Oh, really? Tell me. Right. That's kind of how it goes.
Well, it's like when you look at, compare it to other fantasy action RPGs, like Skyrim kind of has its own thing.
To be honest with you, I actually like Dark Souls.
I get more into Dark Souls than I do Skyrim, and I know that's blasphemy to some people, but the reason for that is, like, Skyrim has a lot of dialogue, and that's a lot of fun dialogue, but Skyrim's inventory management just pisses me off.
Yeah, I can
see. I get so sick of, like, going back to town to sell stuff, to come back.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of that.
Yeah, there's no selling. and you can feed shit to a giant, like, dickhead that comes out of the ground and he'll give you shit. That's basically what it is.
But like, it doesn't encumber you in any way. Like, no. You can just keep picking up shit.
No, you can just, like, eat this armor and he gives you, like, 500 souls. You just keep feeding shit to this thing, and it's nasty and it's disgusting.
Well, the story bits that it does have are all fairly, like, enchanting, I guess is the word I want to say. It's like, it's really...
It's a mystical game.
Yeah, because you're just... It doesn't lead you by the nose anywhere. Like, it's like... Just like you're talking about the Onion Knight. It's like a quest that it doesn't give you a quest
it's
log.
It's not a quest. You just have to keep... It's just like...
That's how all of it is. Yeah. There's no quest log. There's none of that.
Well,
it's just
like
here's some stuff, remember it,
and
you're going to come upon it later, and this is there's not a reward marked out for it, but you know you're going to get a reward because that's how that game works.
I'll tell you this. Always find Siltar, the Sun Knight, or his name is, Solar.
Yeah.
Always find him if you can. Always summon him when you have the option. I don't know if you have to do it in order for this to happen, but you'll run into him in person again at the very end of the game, and it is fucking sad. I'll just throw that out. It is really sad.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll even be able to beat it over the weekend or not, but because I do want to play some Secret World.
But you really need to explore everywhere in this area. You'll find, I think it's somewhere close to the very end of the game, you'll find another Snuffleupagus demon.
Yeah, I've already beat that one.
No, there's another one. Not the one at the end of the asylum.
Not the stray demon?
No, this one is actually near the end of the game in an underground area. When you're walking around, it's actually right before a gigantic boss fight, one of the last of the Lord ones, I think. And you have to go, and he shoots fire, massive fire everywhere, and he's just in this... You walk through this doorway, and you're like, I need to kick the shit out of this guy, and all of a sudden, boom, there he is. You're like, oh, god damn it. And behind you, you can see the fog gate leading to the boss fight. And you're like, this is bullshit, you know? And you start fighting him. And I read up on it, a lot of people bitched about that. They were like, that was bullshit, putting a fucking demon there. There's no reason for it. What the fuck? And he sucks. He really does suck. And but it's in that area, around that area, that you can find Solaire, and you can actually get the he'll give you the entire sun armor, so you can actually you can actually get the sun armor. So
how about those cabbages?
You don't loot his corpse. I'm just saying you can get the sun armor that way. He doesn't have a corpse. I'm just saying you can get it. He's not dead. Jeez. God.
I don't know what we're going on about Dark Souls again.
Yeah.
Good game.
Go down there and look around. Good game.
Mm.
beautiful game. Can't wait for Dark Souls 2. So what are your expectations for Dark Souls 2?
Oh my god.
So say announce
I'll
that
see
one.
You guys next week.
Yeah.
We like Dark Souls.
I love fucking Dark Souls. I wish I'd do a Dark Souls action figures. Just Dark Souls action figures. That'd be awesome.
Come on, moderator.
So anyways. Did you do anything else this weekend? Did I about cover it?
Play some Dark Souls.
No, yeah, I played some Dark Souls. I fucked off a lot. I didn't play too many video games. I just enjoyed my massive vacation I had this weekend and last weekend because I had 4 days off. 4 day weekends. Actually, I had a 5 day weekend Christmas holiday and then a 4 day weekend New Year's Eve holiday.
See, you had that. I didn't have shit last week except for Christmas off.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like this week, I started my. I took some time off. And I don't get paid holiday pay anymore, so they're just like, you can have comp days, though. So I was like,
yeah.
All right, I'll take 2 comp days.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I already had New Year's Day off, so it went New Year's Day today, and then tomorrow and the next year, my holiday anyway.
So my boss should do that, where I can say, like, hey, can I take the day off but still get paid for it, and then just work a day, like, next pay period where I don't get paid?
Well, now that I don't get overtime or anything, yeah. Like, since I went straight salary, it's basically, I mean, if I miss a day, I'm still getting paid.
Yeah.
I just can't miss all the time or I get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
isn't that so unfair?
Yeah, it's never. It works out.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm always assured the same check, which is kind of nice being on salary again. But, anyways, so I kind of did the same thing. I saw the fam. Kind of pissed off because I really wanted to eat tamales and pozole on Sunday, the Sunday before Christmas. That didn't happen, so I had to work.
Dark Souls.
No, but no, I wanted my Christmas tamales and bursole from my grandpa, and that didn't happen. So I had Christmas off though, so I went with my family, and then we had cornichons, and that was really fun. We're all worried about it snowing and me getting stuck up there, and it didn't happen, so that worked out.
Yeah,
nice.
Well, this morning I woke up, my car was like covered in frost. Just
was it that cold?
Yeah, it was that fucking cold. It's like my windows wouldn't roll down.
Oh, wow.
As it was frosted over. It took 10 minutes with the defrost on high, just in there revving the engine for a while, for it to finally, like, barely start to loosen up enough for me to go out there and scrape the rest of it off.
That sucks.
And I still couldn't see out my fucking back, my passenger side, my windows on the sides. Like, I couldn't see out of them all the way to work. So I was, like, just on the highway, like, looking around everywhere. So I couldn't roll the fucking window down either. So I'm like, how the hell am I going to get hit? I'm just going to get sideswiped by somebody. So.
Let's say I got pretty drunk with my girlfriend on New Year's Eve, so New Year's Day, I was just out of it till like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, my mouth was really dry, and I was just kind of in like hermit mode, like, you know, just watched the other guys twice in a row, just kind of trying to, like, kind of ease myself away, because I had a headache, and,
yeah.
And then we went out and drinking again, and that... Hair of the dog kind of kicked it back over, and I was doing all right again.
Yeah, it went out New Year's Day.
Like, I almost wasn't feeling it. I was like, man, I don't know if I want to drink. And
yeah.
A couple beers, like, I feel all right again.
Yeah.
So that worked out to my advantage. We didn't really have that much to drink, but it's just enough to take me out of that hangover state.
Well, I only had 3 beers, and she only charged me like $7. So she was hooking me up with good prices. So
didn't hook me up.
She was touching my head too. So. She was like, "I have a chicken. Don't talk
about
eating chicken."
April wasn't.
Yeah, it's April.
She doesn't ever.
Yeah,
it's only
big old boobs.
Yeah.
Big boobs. She's
always talking about her fucking chicken.
Yeah, and I was talking about my dinner I made for the entire week, which was broccoli and cheese soup with black beans and chicken. That's what I've been eating all week. And she comes up, she's like, oh, don't talk about chickens. And I'm like, what, chickens? What? And she goes, like, I have a little baby chicken. And she started touching my head. I was like, oh my gosh, she's touching my head. And I was like, yeah, I like to buy the chickens whole so I can cut the head off. It's just that added thing that just makes it all worthwhile.
It's like, put it in a soup for stock.
Yeah, I was like, make soup stock out of it. And she was like getting pissed. So, no, jokingly pissed. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I like April.
Yeah, she's fun.
She's a good bartender.
Yeah.
We did that. I mean, I haven't done... Like, I've tried to be a little bit social. Like, I went with you on New Year's Eve. Me, you,
yeah.
Casey, and Shannon. And Trent, you showed up, too.
Yep.
A little bit.
New Year's Eve? No, you mean Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I was about to say, New Year's Eve, I stayed in until, like, after 12, and then I went out. So, I was gonna be fashionably late. Also, where I was going, I didn't want to do the whole New Year's Eve kiss, because I didn't want to get herpes. Not joking. I went to Vanessa's.
That's
horrible. Oh, that's mean. That's mean.
Then
we hung out with Sarah on New Year's Day and made her feel like a whore.
Yeah, that was
pretty
funny.
That was awesome.
At least she took it seriously.
Yeah, she did for a minute. Well, she was making that comment. I told you when I was walking out Christmas Eve with her. And, no, was it Christmas? Yeah, I think it was Christmas Eve or Christmas or whatever, or Thanksgiving. I was walking out and I had parked in the back of the apartments, which was actually near her place. There's no other fucking spot. And I was like, yeah, I had to park back here because there's no spots by. And that's what she goes, oh, yeah, it's really tight back here, you know, in the back. And she just turns around and looks at me with a slow. She's like, you know, back here is really tight. And I just looked at her and she had this fucking devious smile on her face. And I was like, you should go home and take care of that. And I just walked off. And so we're sitting there at the fucking table. I look at her and she's saying something. I go like, so is it still tight back there in the back? And she just gave me this, she like dropped her head and stared at me because I think she's the guy that she is with is her little holiday
buddy,
you know? And she gave me this like horrible look. So.
Oh no, was I? Oh no, I was there on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that was.
At Vanessa's.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Was that Christmas Eve?
I don't remember if it was Christmas Eve that. Yeah, it was Christmas Eve is when I was walking out with her, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody else had left. It was just me, her, Vanessa, and Brian. And then I decided to leave, and she was leaving at the same time. So, yeah, it was on Christmas.
Okay.
The only other thing I did was shave this fucking trucker stash.
You mean your porn stash?
My porn stash.
Pedophile.
We're calling them the money shot now.
Money shot.
Got a lot of compliments at work.
They're just being nice.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I think people are just being nice to you because they don't want you to rape them.
Probably.
I don't know about all that.
They don't want you to pull like a fucking girl with a dragon tattoo. Tie him up to a bed and ass rape him.
I think all the girls with crazy daddy issues are the ones that are flirting with me.
Justin's like, let me take a crack at that hobbit hole.
That hobbit hole?
It's a name for a butthole now. It's a hobbit hole.
No! No! You can't do
it Shire style.
So when Justin buttfucks somebody, it's called cave trolling.
I thought it was called shiring.
No, it's called shiring.
You've been shired.
You've been shired. You sharded yourself while you're being shired.
Did you shart yourself while you're shired?
Yeah. By the seashore? Oh, man. It's a lazy night. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a lazy night. Holly, what have you been up to?
Yeah, since we're an hour into this.
Yeah.
We're just fucking around.
It's Dark Souls.
You don't play any Dark Souls?
Oh my god, no, I did not play any
Dark Souls. You should
really
play Dark Souls. I should buy it for you, it's like $20 right now.
I would not play it.
You never play it, because you're such a pussy when it comes to games.
I would play like 5 minutes of it, and then I'd just throw my controller and say, fuck this.
It's not that bad in the first, it's usually about 2 hours in when you die. And then you die.
Probably wouldn't
again.
Be 2 hours for me.
No, the first time you see the stray demon, you die pretty quickly off that. Like, you've before you've ever done that before,
yeah.
And you see the Snuffleupagus, and you drop down, like, I think I could beat him, then he hits you a couple times, you're like, fuck, I just got bitch slapped.
That's whenever I just turned my 360 off.
He's fun, though, man.
Crack
he's,
the game.
Yeah, he's pretty nimble for his size.
Yeah,
we are not talking about Dark Souls.
Once you get the hang of it, it's pretty easy.
No,
I just
we are not doing
that. I let him jump in the air, and then his fat ass down, and I just stab him right in the butt. I get him right in the taint when he's standing up, just, pow.
So, Holly.
Dark Souls, huh?
No, so I moved out of my apartment.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you finally moved.
Yeah, I got moved out.
How you liking Jason's?
I like it a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Matt moved in his stuff a few days ago. He got moved, basically all moved in on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And we got just about everything set up. Like, his room is still a mess, and so is mine, just because we tried to take everything.
Is it hardwood floors, or is it...
Yeah, well, it's hardwood floors in the kitchen, dining room, and living room.
Mm-hmm.
And then our bedrooms and
carpet.
The hallway are all carpet.
Ah, okay.
So that's nice. I don't have to wake up to really cold floors, but...
So I don't care about the cold. I miss hardwood floors.
I think
yeah.
So much cleaner.
Oh, I know.
I have such a hard time walking on carpet.
I hate carpet, man.
I wear my socks all the
just...
time.
Well, no, like, he's got little, like, really short carpet, too. I don't know what it fucking... I have no idea what it's called.
Really short carpet.
Yeah,
I
very,
care.
Very
I
short.
Just, I love hardwood. Hardwood and painted floors is
yeah.
the way to go.
And we've got, like, the gas fireplace, and that's just on all the time, which is probably not going to be cheap, but...
No.
Yeah. And then our, like, the... Water is gas heated too. So
I turn off the gas fireplace and just use the logs. That'd be a lot cheaper.
Yeah,
I know. But it's so nice to just go over there and turn a knob. And
yeah, but it's
you realize
a nice
that's just
luxury.
Like running your oven all the time.
Yeah, it's just
yeah.
a nice luxury here and there. What you should do is you should go out and spend like the $100-some-odd to buy one of those Amish heat boxes that they have that,
yeah.
that work amazingly well. I actually got into a room with one of them and there's blood
well,
away.
Well, like, I want to get something like that for out in the garage.
Yeah.
Because that would be really cool. Mm. And with that, I mean, I could take that anywhere. If I end up moving or something like
oh,
that
yeah.
into an apartment, like, I'm sure I could put it out on the patio
yeah,
or the
like,
balcony.
They're like
or
the size of that TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that one, but the one on the wall. They're
mm-hmm.
actually pretty small. But they heat up so well and they cover so much space, you know. Especially in a hardwood area, it'd be great.
Yeah.
So...
That would be nice. So, I did that. I've only worked 3 days.
Yeah, you know, when it's warm in there and stuff, you can play some Dark Souls.
Yeah? Could I?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. God fucking Dark Souls. No, so I did that. I've only worked 3 days. Like, we can come up with our own schedule, but
oh,
we have to have...
Are you over it?
I'm stripping again. Yeah.
You are?
I
okay,
yeah,
cool. I didn't want to say... No, I know. I didn't want to say...
Oh, where
bias.
I am? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to say, oh, you're over it, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then
hey,
next thing you know, you've got, like,
tip me, then
people
it.
Slipping you, like, slippery dollar bills.
I don't want slippery dollar bills.
Yeah.
Don't do
so,
that. But you can tip me.
Are there any cute single hotties? Who, like,
I don't know
if
they're single, but,
like,
I mean, there
guys.
Are some cute girls there. I don't know. Like, I don't know any of the girls that work there anymore.
Yeah.
Not like there are maybe three, four girls that work there.
None of them that are addicted to heroin and get abortions constantly.
No.
Okay.
No, none of those. None of them.
You're like, oh, she'd be perfect for you. You bitch.
So,
way to go.
So I chose, like, your schedule is just set schedule. I work Monday nights and Tuesday mornings and then Thursday nights is what I chose because you have to have one day shift
mm-hmm.
and then two night shifts. And I want to, you know, work in Dallas or Austin, whatever, occasionally on the weekends, and I don't want to have to pay a fine for missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose those days, and of course, I can't work on Wednesdays.
So right now, you're not pulled in the big box because you're working, what did you say? You said Tuesday mornings and then Thursday nights?
Yeah.
Well, Thursday nights, I can see being...
Thursday
busy,
nights
yeah.
are pretty decent.
Yeah.
I worked Saturday, I worked Thursday, and then I worked this Saturday.
Nice.
Those were the only days. But, like, the thing is... My schedule was perfect for Christmas and perfect for New Year's
mm-hmm.
Eve because I thought we were going to be open on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah. You guys weren't?
Mm-mm. And we weren't open Christmas Eve, which was my Monday night, and then
mm-hmm.
we weren't open Christmas Day.
Huh.
So I didn't
well.
Have to go to work for both of those, and I didn't get fined for it, and then same thing happened for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Nice.
So that was awesome. I don't have to go in and pay $80 for not showing up.
Do you need some new music? The strip too.
I do.
I've gotten a whole new library of extra stuff I can throw
I do.
Your way.
Well, like,
yeah.
I need.
You tell me what
I
you
need
what
some
you're
good
looking
like
for, and I got it.
I want some good dubstep, really.
Okay, I got
like
you
some
covered.
Some dark.
I got you covered.
I figured you would.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I need, because most of the girls, like, especially on Fridays and Saturdays,
mm.
is whenever like almost everyone is just playing.
Do you want like a hardcore
dubstep?
I got a great song. That everybody out there should check. This is one of my favorite remixes just because of how hilarious it is. It's a VMA Nation song, which I could care less about, but it's the remix, it's a rated R remix of Cold that's got nothing but porno samples throughout it.
Oh,
they're bleeped out.
I thought you were going to say Chrome.
No. They're bleeped out, but it's like this, like, I want you to fuck my slutty mouth and come all down my throat.
That would be
and
awesome.
It's bleeped out, and it's just like hardcore, just dance, like 120 beats per minute. And it's fucking hilarious, dude.
You're going to have to show me that on the break.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. It's one of my favorite songs just because of how bad it is. I spun it a couple times. I'm just
how
like,
bad
really,
it is.
I really wish this wasn't bleeped out because it's so fucking awesome. So,
well, if it's
there's
bad, I don't
Cum
know
Shot
if
by Electrics. I've got every version of Cum Shot by Electrics.
I've heard that. We'll listen to a few of them on the break, possibly, or after. Christmas, well, on Sunday, I went to my parents. I went to my mom's house. No, not a Dark Souls Christmas. I went to my mom's house and hung out with my family.
If it's a Dark Souls Christmas, your car would break down three times on the way to go.
No, remember, you remember in New Londo when he had the nice skin. I'm sorry. It'd be like that.
I hate you guys so much right now.
Be like, find that giant white wolf. Sif.
You guys are assholes. Anyway, but on Christmas, I just sat at home by myself. Well, with my cat.
Cried.
Just by myself all day. It was kind of nice. Just Emilio was just sitting in my lap by the fire.
That's why I stayed in on New Year's. And everybody was like Casey had a thing that he did. And he sent me a text going, hey, I'm
doing
this.
That much.
I know, but he was like, you know, people should come over. And then, like, Vanessa had her thing. And then a couple of the friends went and had stuff. And they're like, hey, come over for this. And I was just like, I'm going to stay in. And I stayed in. And it wasn't until I sat down to smoke my New Year's cigar that I pulled it out and I took a picture, because I always take a picture of the cigar when we're going to smoke a new one or one of my favorites, and I realized I really don't want to be here for this. I want to be somewhere else. I was like, I'm going to go to Vanessa's. I know they're still up. And I didn't get to smoke my cigar. That's the shitty part.
That sucks.
It was just,
you're going to smoke it last night. You didn't.
Yeah, I just didn't. I think I'm going to save it for the 19th when I get totally hammered and smoke my Maker's Mark S4. It's been soaked in the bottom of a whiskey barrel for 4 years. It reeks of fucking whiskey when you smell that thing. Plus, it's been aging in my humidor in a glass sealed case for like 3 years now. So it should be really nice.
So
should be Dark Souls caliber.
You end up playing your games?
Dark Souls.
I'm still talking about what I did.
Okay, we'll keep going.
Does this inevitably end up with you playing Dark Souls?
No.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly.
I'm going to zone out then.
New Year's Eve, we were going to go. We all wanted to go to Mad Murphy's, but no one else wanted to go. Like, my friends from Shogun were just going to go. They went to Cheddar's, and then Casey was at his house, which I didn't really want to go there. And I didn't know what else was going on. So, like, Matt had just got all of his stuff moved in. And then Steven is moving in with us, too, so he was there, and then Brandon was there, and Steven's girlfriend came over as well, and we all just hung out and watched movies and drank all night.
There's a lot of people's names being mentioned, honestly.
Yeah, he is. I have no idea who they are.
Yeah, I don't know who Steven is.
Yeah, well, you guys both know Brandon, though, I think.
I...
Dreadlocks.
Oh, that dude, yeah. I remember him, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we all just hung out, and...
Was Steven friends with O'Shea?
No.
Okay,
I don't think so.
Just remember O'Shea because it was there.
No, it's actually on my Facebook. We like shit back and forth all the time. No, he's a funny guy. For a little emo beauty queen.
It's Bieber hair.
Yeah, it was fucking Bieber. Actually, it's not Bieber anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Off, yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
I was like, bro, no, you're locked. Not really, but yeah.
But I've been moving a lot. Like, I just got my 360 set up today. I just got my computer set up yesterday. I still don't have internet, so I haven't actually played anything.
Oh, you can play offline if you have it installed.
I know, but so I just set everything up yesterday.
I just point that out.
That's the best way to play Dark Souls if you're a newbie.
That's true, because they can't invade your world.
Fuck off. Not playing Dark Souls.
Mm. Actually, you can, because it has to connect to Windows Live. Yeah.
So,
yeah, in order for it to save your progress, you have to log into your Windows Live. So, you can't save your progress.
Anyway, yeah, so I didn't play any games.
Oh, that sucks.
It's okay. Well, I'll have more money coming in.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
And a lot more time.
Yeah, that means you can take me out for that hibachi you owe me.
Am I supposed to owe you hibachi, or am I just owing you?
Just take me out for hibachi, you asshole.
Okay.
Fucking dick. Don't be a dick about it all.
Or we could go to the Melting Pot.
That's really expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a cheap cheap person, so.
But the Melting Pot's
it
amazing.
It is good.
We were, and Andrew and I were going to go to the Melting Pot last night, but they ended up being closed. So we went to Fleming's, and Fleming's is expensive as shit, but we had scallops, and their filet mignon, and that shit melts in your mouth. It was fucking awesome.
Kind of like souls when you eat them. In
the dark ones?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. Exciting
like
stuff.
That blood red moss that you can pick up in the darker garden.
So, are we going to take a break?
Yeah,
I guess we can take a break. There's no new games that came out, so.
Yeah, we'll see you guys in a minute.
Yeah. Just now,
yeah,
when
yeah.
We started, and he's in that as well. So, but then and he got to dry hump, sort of dry hump naked Olivia Wilde in that one.
Olivia
for his
Wilde.
Age, he's just racking up the teenage, so the 20-year-old.
Well, he's gay too.
He is.
Yeah,
I didn't know
Daniel
Craig was
gay.
He's such a manly man. I never knew that. Really?
Yep.
Seriously, he's gay. Is that just you speculating? Because
no.
he actually is gay.
Daniel Craig is gay.
Does he have a boyfriend? He's his boyfriend. I'm
Google
jealous.
That shit right now.
No, isn't Vin Diesel gay too?
No, he's not. He's married. He... Don't talk bad about Vin Diesel.
That's not bad.
Don't talk. I know. I'm just saying. There's questionable stuff about me. He's got
there was
a kid
some video about
married.
Him like full on man kissing somebody.
No, that was photos.
Oh.
But that was like in Australia on a nude beach or something like that. I think he was bi or something like that. I don't know. It's so weird. But he's got a kid now and he's married and stuff. So.
He's a beefcake. I mean, he's like the perfect gay, right?
Oh, I love it. He's a perfect nerd, man. He's an old D&D player who programs video games and stars in Riddick. I mean, come on. You know, how much more badass can that not get? Even though Chronicles kind of sucked. You know, the director's
I can't remember what game it is, but he's in some driving game that No Quarters crashes on all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But it sounds pretty funny.
Did he come in as his character?
No, it's one of the games that he developed that's just really, really bad.
Not
I can't
really.
Remember what it is.
Did he ever play the Riddick games?
No, I never got around to them.
I got them on Xbox. You should try them, man. They're actually really fucking hard. They're really good.
I have a harder time with older, like, older 3D games.
Well, no, try
that. I'm okay with, like, older 2D side-scrolling games. I have a hard time with old 3D games.
No, try the Dark Athena one. That one's actually not that old. That one just came out a couple years ago. It looks pretty good. And it's just about as hard here and there. It's not as hard as Butcher's Bay, but it's still got some difficulty to it. It's got Ron fucking Perlman in it, the first one.
Yeah, Ron Perlman also does narrates 1,000 Ways to Die.
Yeah.
That was on a marathon the other day, too.
He did what?
He narrated like seasons 3
oh,
through
really?
5.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's what it was, the other voice. Yeah, I forgot about that. And then they got the other guy. The
other guy's the first one.
Yeah.
No, Ron Perlman's been doing
it.
Yeah,
he's in the one, yeah. I actually prefer the original, because he's just so macabre in the way he talks. So,
that show's ridiculous.
I can't find anything
on it. I love
1,000.
No, you remember that? Remember that spinoff that they had, 1,000 Ways to Lie, that they did?
Yeah, we talked about that one.
Yeah, they did like a half season of it and just never came back to it. I really wish they would have. So, yeah, Daniel Craig gay, huh?
I can't find anything on it.
Piloting room.
Anytime I type in. Like, is Daniel Craig gay or Daniel Craig
like,
gay? It's like, gay James Bond.
It's like,
is all it talks about.
It's like, you find people talking about how much they hate Daniel Craig because their girlfriend thinks he's hot. Because he's a pig. I am. Yeah. No, non-definitive proof. Have you looked on his wiki?
Let's see.
His wiki might mention just how gay he is.
So, while you're looking that up, I was going to bring in some news.
No wonder he looks so good in a suit.
Yeah, I know.
Even, I mean, like... Like, Anthony Hopkins is not a very attractive man, but goddamn, he looks good in the suit.
He looks like a refined gentleman.
Yes. Same with fucking Gandalf.
He's pretty gay.
He's
yeah.
gay.
Ian McKellen's pretty gay.
He's very gay, but he looks good in the fucking suit, you know?
He's an awesome Gandalf.
He even looks good in the Magneto hat. So.
He makes a good Magneto, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Imagine he picks up, like, you know... metallic butt plugs and just starts raping everybody in the room.
No, hold on. It says that Rachel Weisz is actually his wife.
See, okay, I didn't believe that. All right, I didn't believe
that. Always full of shit.
You're so full of shit, you short little fuck.
Do you know who that is, though?
Rachel Weisz?
Weisz.
Yeah, I know her. She's a couple of movies, yeah. She looks like a man. I'm just kidding.
She has...
She's a handsome woman.
She has strong features.
She is a handsome woman like Meryl Streep.
You know, I always thought that was so funny to tell a woman, you're a handsome woman. You think any woman ever likes that? Holly, you're a handsome woman. Would you just be a little bit pissed?
I don't think I would.
That's kind of the point of it. You just go like, yeah, Justin Bieber is a very handsome woman. You know, in Germany, he's like the role model teen girl.
It's like handsome woman describe a woman with a really strong jawline.
Did you hear that some reporter died chasing his goddamn Lamborghini? He wasn't even in it, trying to get photos of him. He just got fucking killed. And I was like, you died for Justin Bieber? That's just fucked up.
No, if someone said that I was a handsome girl, woman. I don't think I would be offended. Or woman. Woman, calling me a woman's just fucking weird.
You're getting older.
I know, but I still don't...
You're not a girl.
But you're still...
I see myself as a girl.
You're still a little woman. Literary reference. Little Women. I watched that and I was so disappointed. A house full of women living together. I was hoping for something. You know, and then Winona Ryder just fucked it all up. So... She was in that, wasn't she? I think she was.
I don't know.
Little Women.
So bringing this back around to some news.
The reach around.
Yeah, reaching it back around. Last week we talked about, you know, obviously our game of the year because, you know, it was 2012. Now it's 2013, and I decided to pull up something to see. Metacritic is kind of I kind of have a love-hate relationship with Metacritic, but Metacritic, because it's an aggregate site, can sometimes give you an idea of the pulse of reviewers. You can kind of see where people are going. And it was really interesting looking at the top 10 games rated by Metacritic. Mm. So, in order, Dishonored was number 1.
Nice!
Mark of the Ninja was number 2.
Nice.
Guild Wars 2, number 3. The Walking Dead Episode 5 was number 4.
Nice.
Borderlands 2, number 5. 30 Nights of Loving. I'm not even sure what that is.
I saw something for that. It's an indie game.
These are PC games. That's why this looks weird. XCOM was number 7, Mass Effect 3 was number 8, Far Cry 3 was number 9, and Torchlight 2 was number 10.
No Assassin's Creed on there, yeah.
No, but
wow.
That was for PC.
Yeah.
And we play a lot of PC games, so it's kind of one of those things where that kind of...
That strikes a chord with us.
Yeah.
Especially Dishonored, number 1, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Representing.
It was a good game. It didn't even make our top 5, though.
No, but it's because I expect the game to open up more the next year since they have the 4 slated DLCs, one of which is already out, but the next 3 come out this year. So once it opens up throughout the year, I'll probably end up wishing I would have put it up on my list when they bring out the new one that's the actual expansion to it.
It was just hard for me because it lost me at some point to where I didn't feel like finishing it. And so that being said, it says something to me. If I can't finish a game... then it shouldn't be on my Game of the Year list.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't make sense.
That's kind of where I am with Call of Duty Black Ops right now. It's Black Ops 2. It's halfway beaten, just sitting there, and I just haven't had the allure to go back.
Now, if you wanted to go games overall, this is kind of all over the place. Walking Dead game got number 1. Persona 4 got number 2. Mass Effect 3 got number 3. Journey got number 4. Xenoblade Chronicles got number 5. Dishonored got number 6. Mark of the Ninja number 7. Borderlands 2 number 8. Far Cry 3 number 9. And Trials Evolution number 10.
Wow.
So, which is kind of different.
Yeah, that is a very eclectic list there.
So, I mean, half my job is trending, and so that's kind of one of the reasons I use... Like I said, love it or hate it, Metacritic is a good way to look at something and see how people are... kind of treating it, and reviewers are really obviously going to be biased one way or the other, but to me if I look at something and I see it's under 50, then I need to know why. You know, and then I can search a little bit harder to see why. It's kind of like I talked a little bit of shit about Zombie U, and I think you did, Holly, and I think Rex actually, no, it wasn't Rex, it was Rusty that talked some shit about Zombie U.
Yeah, with the beeping noise.
Yeah, and it was weird because Like, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I was listening to one podcast in particular that has, you know, over a million subs to it. And they were saying, you know, that it was like half the cast loved it and half the cast hated it. And it was just one of those games that people either liked or hated. So that's one of those ones where you look at it on Metacritic and be like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
And then it was just one of those games that hit a niche with certain people.
But you can also look at a Metacritic, like, say, with Diablo 3, where when they first launched, they had that issue.
Well, that was, but that's why they split it between user reviews and critical reviews.
Yeah, but with that, the Metacritic score was getting bashed just because they were having server trouble and people were just making up a bunch of shit as to why they didn't like it. Like, I think, what did they say? One of the first bosses was a giant fairy.
Something like that.
Yeah, which wasn't true. It's fucking hell. It was funny, though.
It was funny, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was a little irritated because I hadn't played it yet, and I was like, how dare they say that? And then I go and I play it, and I was like, okay, yeah, fuck it. I don't care anymore. Like, it's a giant fucking fairy. The game's a giant fairy. So let's leave it at that.
But it's like a lot of the games that we picked were fairly well reviewed. I mean, the games that we picked were a lot of people's favorites.
I did like that Dishonored was on both lists. It was nice to see. It's nice to see. I hadn't looked at the Metacritic scores for that because I was so anticipating the game I didn't care what other people thought after I played it, and I still haven't cared to look. So, but seeing that it was actually on the Metacritic, you know, top 10 for PC as well as console, that makes me happy because it is a good game. Visually, it's an amazing game. It's a great art style, and it's really intriguing, and it was nice to see that it get, you know, some decent reviews. So much that, you know, a sequel, maybe.
Yeah.
Dishonored again.
Dishonored again.
Re-dishonored.
No, Vic just texted me.
Yeah, he said he was sick.
Yeah. Yeah, sinus. I had some sinus problems too, so I understand.
Mm. Yeah, but you're here.
Well, I cleared
well,
it up.
He lives here, so...
I don't got a choice, and I've been off all day.
Yeah. All right, so that's... you got some more news? Or?
Yeah, I got some more news. There's a... I have it all spread out here. PlayStation 2 finally stopped being produced. They finally stopped production on the PlayStation 2.
Nice.
But it's the best-selling console of all time, which is something I didn't realize. 150 million pieces of hardware.
Nice.
With software, total software sales, not sales, but numbers of things sold over 1.5 billion software items sold for it. And I mean, PlayStation 2's been going on since the late 90s, right?
Yeah.
And that's pretty crazy. But,
yeah, it's been going on since 99 or 2000,
The next biggest thing besides that was PlayStation 1, which is 102 million units sold, then followed by Wii, PlayStation 3, then Xbox 360, the regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Genesis, and N64. Xbox, and then GameCube. So, but I mean, that's pretty
I still like the GameCube. That's,
oh, a lot of people like
the 64, two of my favorite systems. Because there's so many fond memories.
There is a little bit of a tweet going on from Mojang, from the guy from Minecraft.
Yeah.
And he was saying, I guess, that Minecraft sold 450,000 units on Christmas Eve.
Nice.
So,
awesome.
Obviously, that game is still going pretty strong.
Is that between console and PC?
No, that was just on Xbox Live.
Just on console, wow.
Which is fucking nuts. But, I mean, as far as news and stuff goes, I mean, I know there's a demo for Devil May Cry that I haven't touched yet because I'm still not sure how I feel about it. There's just not a whole lot going out. I know that if you bought pre-ordered Heart of the Swarm before December 18th, you have access to the beta now.
Oh, really? Nice.
So,
I bet you're going to be
crafting some,
that up.
There's some people. I think my friend Matt's probably already playing it.
Yeah.
But he's a really hardcore StarCraft player.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than that, I mean, I really didn't have a lot of news. I mean, I was just kind of going through things and trying to figure out what was going on. And
I really wanted to pick up StarCraft 2, but I didn't have a computer that was good enough at the time. And it's just fallen so far back on my list of shit with all the new games that were coming out. I still need to pick it up. I just...
You know, it's
so I love the first game.
It's probably my favorite Blizzard game right now.
Oh, really? I love the first game. StarCraft is one of my favorite series, along with Diablo from back in that time, and Warcraft. And
StarCraft was always my favorite out of all of them.
Yeah.
And Dark Souls.
And Dark Souls,
yeah. That's
a
great Blizzard title.
Well, actually, what's funny is back then I was playing another game that was from software, the same developer that was
Kingsfield
on PlayStation.
Equally as frustrating.
Yeah, equally as frustrating. I never beat that game, and that was on PlayStation 1.
You loaned it to me, and at the time I was like, I'm not in the mood for this.
Yeah,
it
it's old
you.
School. It's like, whoosh,
whoosh. That's like, how you so slow.
You know, it speeds up pretty quick, though, once you put some skill points into it. You're like, whoosh, whoosh. Yeah, the giant weird Kraken flying beasts that come down, you're like, fucker.
It was kind of like Oblivion before Oblivion or Daggerfall.
Yeah,
like that.
That's why I still have that. I fucking have Kingsfield for PlayStation, and I'll never get rid of it because that game was
what
like...
What are you going to play it in, though?
I don't care. That was my obsession for like 2 years. I would just come back to that game constantly and play it so much. And
how I feel about Dark Souls.
Yeah, and I'm happy they did Dark Souls now it replaces Kingsfield because Kingsfield's so outdated, you know? And I'm sure you can probably find an emulator for it somewhere online that's just... And you look at it, you're like, wow, this emulator looks like shit. No, that's the game. The game looks like shit, but it's so much fun. So
did you have any news, Trent?
Nah, I mean, I told you about the cataract dog.
Yeah.
I grab news from weird places, so it's like I always have stories that are non-related to gaming. They're just fun, heartwarming stories. And there's a story about a dog who's blind. Doesn't that make you just feel all warm inside? But now the cool part is that the owner took in a stray cat after her dog was diagnosed with cataracts and was basically blind now. And the cat, who she named Putty Tat. And the dog have become like inseparable best friends. They sleep together, they play together, and the cat actually wrangles the dog and leads him places where he needs to go. So it's like a C&I cat.
See, when I was a kid,
so fucking cute.
I had this dog that had cataracts when she became 16,
mm-hmm.
and she just followed the walls. That's just how she got around. She just followed the wall.
Yeah. Well,
she put her nose in the ground and followed the trim.
Yeah. Well, see, the biggest fear that the owner had was that the dog would become like so dependent on its bed that it wouldn't leave too far from its bed, you know, and that it would just get lost and scared and stuff. And now it's got the cat, who now sleeps in the same bed with it, so if it needs to go somewhere, the cat just gets up and takes him there. And it's amazing. It's really, it's incredible. It's almost like, you know, like the gorilla and the kitty kind of thing. So, but
it was weird walking that dog because, I mean, she's old and... Mm-hmm. Like, that dog lived to be, like, 17 years old.
Yeah.
But you go take her for a walk, and you'd, like, have to put your hand on her side, and then she'd start walking.
Yeah.
You take her hand off, and then she'd just kind of stop and look unsure of herself. She's like, I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah.
And put your hand on her and start walking again. She'd be all right.
Nice.
I've had my cat for almost 3 years now.
No, Emilio?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bastard hump cat.
Hey, he doesn't hump anymore, and he's amazing.
He's amazing.
Cat. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Love
from
cat.
The cat lady.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it.
Trying to think if I had anything else.
But you, Holly?
Nope. Nothing at all.
Fair enough.
Oh no, They Might Be Giants is going to be here in town.
Yeah,
I'm
like
thinking
5
about
months.
Going. Not May. So, yeah,
it's a little early. I'm sure I can.
That's
find
still
some.
5 months. Yeah.
Actually, it might be April. I can't remember. It's sometime they're going to be. I'm going to
be accurate
going.
On that.
I'm thinking about going. It's They Fucking Might Be Giants.
Yeah, they'd be good. That's on my to see list.
It's only like $25.
Yeah,
so, yeah. It'd be an awesome show. Just get trash drunk and see Particle Band. Yeah.
So, anyways, we had a question last week. The question we had is, what game are you guys looking forward to this year? We had a few comments. On the Facebooks, we had Rusty, who's been on the show before. He said, Crysis 3, a new reason to upgrade PC hardware. Sophie says, Tomb Raider and The Last of Us looks pretty fantastic.
Andrew said, Bioshock Infinite.
Yay!
Scotticus Aurelius from the Carousel. He said, Aliens Colonial Marines. Which I agreed with. That is my top game for the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I think Rex says he's not looking forward to a game, but Dragon Ball Z the movie.
Suckage.
on Twitter's, Gog says, can't wait for The Last of Us to come out. Let's see. Somebody said something about a software update on the Wii U. Remco H says, I don't know about this release date for the most games that I look forward to, but Looking forward to Dragon Age 3, Saints Row 4, and the new South Park game.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, is it the Stick of Truth?
Stick of Truth. I'm looking forward to that as
well.
Yeah,
it looks great. It looks hilarious.
So, not a lot on email, but I don't know if people knew we were even doing an episode this week.
We did get a message from Sophie.
Oh, we did, actually. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Sophie did say, "Hi, Tilcast. Hope you all had a fantastic Christmas and New Year. Spent mine sunning myself in Portugal. I can't believe it's another year of listening to your crap."
Fuck you.
Says joke. "Every week you guys make me laugh, and I thank you very much for that. I hope you have a fantastic 2013. So we appreciate that. We hope you do too.
Yep.
She's the first person we ever knew was a fan.
Happy New Year's, cheerio, and Bob to your mother, or whatever. Was it Bob to your uncle? Yeah, Bob to your uncle. There you go.
Bob to your uncle?
Yeah, Bob
to your uncle.
Bob to your uncle.
Bollocks.
It's British
twat,
stuff.
Garage.
Puffter.
Cheeky.
I'm not gonna
cheeky monkey.
I'm not gonna even say
it's Bengay.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you say, Moon? Bengay?
It's Bengay.
I
seriously thought he was saying Bengay.
So did
man.
I.
Fucking
Bengay.
He's like, yeah, I'll be right back. It's Bengay. I gotta go grab the rubbish. It's Bengay. And I was like, it's Bengay.
Bengay.
It's like the rubbish. The trash. And we were like, oh, Bengay.
Like Bengay.
We don't call it that.
Bin day. We call it trash day.
Yeah. Or we just call it the guys who come and pick up the shit.
Well, so. And like, instead of saying whatchamacallit, he says, like, says something that sounds like watch color. That's how he says whatchamacallit, is watch color.
My uncle was a watch color.
That's what it sounds like he's saying. I'm just like, what the fuck?
It's a fine profession, watch color.
I haven't talked to him in a long time.
No,
just
not your
him.
Grandpa, but Moon.
Yeah. I haven't seen him on.
Well, you'd have to get on Xbox Live to do that, wouldn't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can talk to him on Facebook.
That's fair enough.
Yep, he's just been busy.
Mm. Did he finally get another job?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's had a job for a while.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he picked up that one job. I didn't know if he saw that. There we go.
Like, he's doing, like, shirts, like, signs and shirts, something? I don't know.
On Bengay?
On Bengay, yeah.
Yeah.
So, moving it back around to getting the show over with, what's our question for next week?
What is the best game-related gift you got for Christmas?
Holly?
The actual, like, only kind of gift that I got was from
you.
Andrew, and that was actually for my birthday, and it was the Portal gun.
Fuck you, I bought you Fear 3.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I bought you Amnesia, too.
Yeah, he bought
and
you
bought, well, you bought me Amnesia for my birthday, right? And
yeah.
You bought me Fear for my birthday.
Fear 3, yeah.
I guess we didn't get you anything for Christmas.
I didn't get anything for Christmas.
Oh, no, I bought you that for Christmas. That was for Christmas.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Fear 3.
No, you got the Portal Gun. That outweighs Fear 3.
Yeah, the Portal Gun does.
Yeah, it does.
But
yes.
The Portal Gun was for my birthday.
Whenever you're hard up for money, I'll buy it from you. Half price.
No, I'm not going to do it.
For a half-size person.
I won't sell.
What about you, Trent?
42-inch LG LED 3D television. That was...
Not competing with my TV at all.
Dude,
anytime I buy technology and you're like, oh, I'm going
to
get the same thing.
I went to
40-inch 3D TV.
I went to go fix her TV for her, and she had to just get a new one because her backlight was going out, my mom. And so I went to the store with her, and I said, here, just get this. This is an LG LED. It's just a 42-inch regular. And she's like, okay. And she goes, well, what do you want for Christmas? Do you want a new TV? And I was like, okay. So she bought me a 3D television for Christmas.
Which
so.
My mom bought me a TV for Christmas.
Well, I didn't have to fuck her. So.
Well.
Oh, yeah.
It's so sad, but it's true. No, she got me that, and that's good, because I took my TV, and I'm re-gifting it to a friend of mine who doesn't have a TV right now, so, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I ended up putting mine out here in the living room.
Yeah. What was your ultimate Christmas gift?
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't really get anything.
You got a TV. Well, that was Thanksgiving.
I bought that for myself.
Well, that can still count.
It's a gift to yourself.
Yeah, that can still count.
Still a gift.
I mean, technically, I bought a TV around Thanksgiving as well, so I got two TVs. So,
yeah, no, I didn't really get anything.
Mm.
So I bought some games. I bought FTL.
That's
so
depressing.
It is kind of. I don't ever get.
I bought you War Z.
Yeah, and that game's turning out to be a travesty.
Yeah, but they might fix it. I didn't know that when I bought it. All right.
You know, PC Gamer, which usually is rock solid in the reviews, they have a 3 out of 10.
Yeah, probably
because of that guy does not know how to handle media responses.
No, he does not. He is a total douchebag when it comes to handling public and media.
He copied the fucking League of Legends disclaimer.
Yeah, their UELA.
Fucking Mickey Mouse rip.
He also copied a skin model from, I think, League of Legends. And there's Glitch Mountain, which will swallow you if you go on it, and a whole bunch of other shit. Which,
well, yeah, at least he got it on sale, and I appreciate the thought. FTL has been infinitely better.
It was like $2 cheaper than what it normally was. That wasn't really a sale. So...
When we were at the bar, did you say you got me something?
It's like 30 to you later.
Oh, yeah. I'll give it to you later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vic said he got me something, too, but...
Yeah, I forgot about that. I have something in a little bag. I actually have a physical something.
Awesome.
Okay. So you got me a smoker.
Yeah, I got you a smoker.
Yeah, he got me a smoker statue from Left 4 Dead.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah. That tongue is so gross.
Yeah, I haven't got a chance to play with it yet.
I think you told me about that.
It's tongue, yeah. It's really...
Is it pliable?
Yeah, it's just...
Or did you tell me about it whenever we were at the bar?
Maybe I told... No, Trent came to the bar, remember?
Yeah.
We were all talking about it.
Maybe.
Yeah, because we were talking about gross stuff, and I said I was buying a brain in a jar.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got outbid on that. Somebody else got the brain in the jar. So.
I thought you were... Was it that you were buying? For some reason, I thought you were buying a skull.
No, I was looking at picking up some skull stuff.
Yeah, you did say
the
brain.
Yeah, but I was looking at purchasing a human brain in a jar from a dealer and a collector guy. And unfortunately, I got outbid by just a little bit, and the fucker got it instead of me because I didn't respond fast enough because I didn't see the email.
When I die, you can have mine.
I want a big enough brain.
Yours is kind of small.
Not like pea size.
Yours is like a goat size brain.
A ghost?
Goat.
Oh.
Yeah.
A ghost size brain.
Ghost
size
brain.
Non-existent.
But I'll get a brain in a jar eventually, and I'm going to call it Abby Normal. Abby Normal.
Anyways. So.
Young Frankenstein.
You guys got anything else?
No, I'm pretty good. What's our question for? We already did that. I'm sorry, I'm out of it. What's our Gauntlet title?
It's gonna be Mass Effect 3 on January 12th.
Xbox.
Yep.
Yes.
It's been 10 o'clock Central. It's been a while since we've done Gauntlet. A long time.
Yeah.
I wanted to get back into Mass Effect, so.
I want to play Gauntlet again. It's been a while.
I almost bought Mass Effect 3 through Origin on PC this season, just because it was like $20 for the special edition, and I really wanted on PC to see how good it looked and stuff. But I felt really bad because I was like, I feel like I'm cheating on Steam, so I didn't do it. I was like, fuck this, I'm not gonna buy this. It just makes me angry.
Yeah, I have a hard time buying stuff on Origin.
Yeah, it just makes me mad that I have to buy it through Origin and not have it in my Steam. I mean, I can add it, the icon, into my Steam collection. It just makes me mad that they just didn't put it out on Steam. So
it
sucks.
That's pretty much our episode, and I think I'm going to start releasing these episodes on Thursdays. It's going to be the plan from here on out.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, sorry about the inconsistency. It's just been really fucking busy this last month. So.
Which I'm sure they understand.
Yeah, fuck, we put out some pretty long episodes towards the end of the month.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week for sure.
Hope you guys have a happy new year.
Yeah.
Grumpy cat.
Grumpy cat.
Dashing through the... No.